Hey, what's up, guys? This is Brendan with Evoke Bike. Got a good Cat 4 question that came in after I posted on Strava some 5x5 hard start intervals. I was actually surprised this guy noticed that I was doing hard starts. I have actually never done these before. I'm a big fan of the hard start 8x3, like really revving it and then hanging on. The hard start I thought was going to be interesting, and I actually on paper was like, this workout doesn't seem like it's going to be that awesome because it's a 30-second, 120 to 130% FTP surge, and then you only fall into 103 to 108% FTP. So someone, if you're listening, you're like, well, that's not even really VO2 max. It is. You're getting this, the hard start creates the actual, I always say, VO2 maxing. And if your power is still in the low levels, I mean, that's even high threshold, it's going to count as VO2 max. You're getting that adaptation. If you use WKO, you'll see it as like 85% VO2 max. That's what a lot of the studies that you can, if you listen to other podcasts that go more into the science about it, that's considered quote unquote quality. Obviously 90% is probably a little bit better. But I think you're still going to get a lot of the benefit from doing 80% VO2 max power. And so I started doing these, and a guy had asked, hey, I had hard start 4x4 today on tap. Power numbers were there on interval number one, but they felt terrible. I tried number two, but watts were dropping 10 to 20 watts below the target as it went on. I decided to pull the plug. When do you bail on a hard workout? When is it productive to gut through it despite numbers maybe being too low versus packing it in and banging it another day? So I said, hey, great question. I rarely pack it in, but here are some questions. Number one, why do you think you felt like poo? You know, are you tired? Did you not eat right? Maybe you're just having a bad day. Maybe there's bad weather. Like sometimes if it's storming, I have a hard time fully sending it. Maybe I'm a wuss. Maybe it's just smarter. You know, maybe I could do some 3-minute intervals. It's hard to like grip it and rip it and find the exact perfect right road where you can like full throttle it. So maybe it was a bad day of weather up there, and I think he's in Minnesota. Number two, 10 watts is not much of a drop, especially how did he set these targets? Did you maybe send it too hard on the first one? Were the targets a little bit too stout? Maybe the drop is totally normal. Number three, he should have at least tried the third. So his sentence was exactly, but my watts were dropping 10 to 20 watts below the target as it went on. So like, was it 10 watts and then 20 watts and then 30 watts, 40 watts, 50 watts? Probably not. If you only drop 10 to 20 watts, you definitely need to go back up to bat again. For the reason also that we just talked about, even if you're in VO2 max and you have a hard start, you know, threshold, high threshold, you're going to get the adaptation. Now, the rest interval might affect this. I was doing 5x5s with only 3 minutes of rest, which when I read that, I was like, ooh, that's why the wattage is not crazy high after the surge or I will die. But you're gonna get the adaptation from that. So let me see what else I wrote here. And then my last, number four, I'd still probably do this to completion. He only had four for some reason, which is fine. Maybe he's just getting into VO2 max for the season. You know, you really want to be targeting 25 minutes of VO2 max work because you're really probably then only going to get 15 to 20 minutes of quality. Like it takes some time to be quote unquote at VO2 max, or I just like to say VO2 maxing. I don't think that's a term, but it should be. So I would still do these to completion because the chances are one more day of rest isn't going to change much for me. That's the way I look at it. I rarely skip and redo a workout, almost never. I just continue to smash on because this guy just did two, right? I mean, that's a decent, a little bit of stress. I don't think going to bed and having to ruminate also like the mental side of this, of thinking of this dreaded VO2 max workout. I mean, I had a conversation with a guy when it was more about redlining. He didn't think he had like really like known what blowing up was, or like going super deep for like this workout today, even though it wasn't on paper, when I read it, I was like, ooh, 108%, like, that's not horrible. It's still 450 watts. I definitely was like, okay, got to eat some extra carbs. I kind of try not to like think about the workout because I don't want to get angsty. And, you know, there's definitely mental strategies that I've picked up along the way of always reminding myself it's just a bike ride. And because especially when you're going out to do like a power test or, you know, I knew that for this one, number 4 and 5 are going to be painful. And so I just try not to think about that. And I think, well, you know what? I'm here today. I'm at where I'm at. I'm going to give it everything I've got. What else could I do? I mean, worrying is not going to make me any faster. It's not going to make me any stronger. Oh, I think this guy actually just responded. Let's see. This is like a live podcast. Okay. He responded and said, oh, duh. I had a stomach, number one, I had a stomach bug the day before, but felt good this morning, so I rolled. If you had a stomach bug, you are drained. You probably don't have enough glycogen. You probably didn't eat a ton. This is not a good call. Maybe an easy day would have been the right play. Number two, my goal was 390 to 400 watts for 4 minutes with 20 seconds at 600 to start. That's super stout, dude. But power kept fading on the second interval. Down into threshold territory. Tried a third after a bit of cruising and threw the towel in after 2 minutes. Thanks, man. I appreciate you. I physically think I wasn't 100%, even though mentally I was ready to bang. Gonna try again. Don't try again tomorrow. Don't try again tomorrow. Take a rest day. Go easy. Come back to this. So what's today? Wednesday? Cooley? Thursday? No, Tuesday.
You mean today?
Yeah. Tuesday. Today's Tuesday. Try this on Friday. You should do Wednesday, go endurance, go ride. Thursday, take a rest day and come back and crush on Friday. So yeah, if you have a stomach bug, you're wiped, you're zapped. So, all right guys, crush your VO2 max, get faster, let's get it. Hit us up for a free power file analysis. This guy did that and will help point you in the right direction for free. And don't forget about the blog and the YouTube channel and the CAT4 questions and the Lactigo and the Real Mushrooms and all of the things. See ya.